From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Vice President Dick Cheney is in Saudi Arabia. He sat down today with Saudi King Abdullah. A key item on their agenda, oil, and how to bring prices down. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us now. Nancy, it seems like the best way to get prices down is to get production up. So do you think the vice president will have any luck convincing the Saudis to do that?
Well, the Vice President Cheney's advisors are really trying to downplay his chances of doing that, and they won't even confirm that he's asked the Saudis to increase production. President Bush met with the Saudis in January, and he did ask them to help convince members of OPEC to pump more oil. He didn't have any luck. Part of the problem is some OPEC members are just plain greedy. One of the people I spoke with about this today is Daniel Yergin. He's the chairman of Cambridge Energy Research Associates. He says OPEC is divided over whether to increase production, which would, of course, lower prices.
There's a split between countries like Iran and Venezuela, which want to continue to push for higher and higher prices, and other of the exporters who have a big stake in the global economy.
Now, those exporters realize that high oil prices could cause a global economic slump that would cause demand for oil to fall. Prices would fall, and they certainly don't want that.
But right now, demand for oil is soaring, right?
Demand is definitely outstripping supply. That's right, Alex. In an effort to dampen expectations, though, for his visit to Saudi Arabia, Vice President Cheney cited some supply figures earlier this week. He said in 1985, there was 16% spare capacity in oil production. But last year, only 3% of the oil produced could be considered excess. And most of that was pretty low quality grade. Vice President Cheney is, of course, a former oil company executive, but you can't ignore the simple facts of supply and demand. And I talked about this with Kevin Lindemer of Global Insight.
It doesn't really matter if there's a political decision to be made here. And in our view, the market is producing the amount of oil that it can, and it needs actually some new capacity developments to see significant quantities of new oil come on the market.
So, Nancy, are we going to see any new oil coming on the market?
Well, as a matter of fact, Saudi Arabia does have a few new projects online, and Kevin Lindemer says one new project is actually slated to start producing oil early this summer. There are some more projects coming online behind that, and other countries are also bringing some new oil production online. I also asked Lindemer to go out on a limb and make a prediction about oil prices. He did, and he says prices should actually be down to $85 a barrel by the end of this year as these new projects come online.
Thanks so much, Nancy. That's Nancy Marshall-Genzer of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace.